Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So on Friday, we helped Amy, our listener, out. Excuse me. Text her boyfriend's mom, who for whatever reason doesn't like Amy and is kind of a bee to her. So we extended the olive branch to see if they could hang out with each other over the weekend. Mom didn't take it. We're going to get an update from her here in just a couple of seconds. Now, before that even starts, has there ever been a fashion trend that you guys look at and you're like, absolutely not. I will never get involved in that. Never wear that. No, no, no. It's stupid.
Absolutely. We just had this in our Burt Show bonus. If you don't know, we cut some bonus content for you guys. And I brought in, it was...
the micro shorts.
The micro short, the janties.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What did those look like?
They were jean shorts that were literally cut up to your hoo-ha. But it was the comments that the women left on this designer's page that were so freaking hilarious. They were hideous. They were absolutely hideous.
So there's a designing clothing brand in the UK right now called Jordan Luca. And they just debuted some pre-stained jeans that make you look like you peed your pants.
Huh? All
right.
Reminds me of that scene in Happy Gilmore, but Billy Madison, when the kid pees his pants, and so then Adam Sandler pees his pants because that's what all the cool kids are doing.
Okay. Well, they make their runway debut last fall, and they're $810 for a pair of pants that makes you look like you peed yourself. And you guys, guess what? They sold out.
Absolutely. You're kidding.
Now, I have sent these guys an email, and I said, do not open it until we're talking about it on the show. So they're getting their first look, and then we'll post this online at theburtshow.com. Also, look at those things.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
It's even a little yellow.
You would do this on purpose?
Yes.
Walk around with these.
I could do this for free.
Now, I am guessing at the end of the day here, we find out this is just some kind of hoax. Like, this isn't real, right?
There's no way it's not real. This is too obscure of a headline for it not to be real.
And I feel like if you pee your pants, that's not where it's going to be. It's going to go down the leg. Mm-hmm.
You think that's going to be the debate?
Yes.
Yes.
I know those. Wait a minute.
It's obvious.
That's what disturbed you?
Yes, it is. It's obvious they did not have somebody pee their pants to see where the pee would actually go. And where it would soak.
Because you would be on this board of advisors because you do this quite a bit.
Yes, of course. Listen, Linda, listen. I have been urinating on myself for quite some time, even before I had a child.
You walk right into that, man.
I know I did. So, yeah, I weak bladder, weak floor, pelvic floor, whatever. I jump on a trampoline. I pee myself. I sneeze. I pee myself. I laugh too hard. I pee myself. I cough too hard. I pee myself. Whatever. I'll kegel right now to make everybody feel better. I feel like even if a woman did, because I watched a woman pee herself on Instagram, and that's not where it would stay.
Under no circumstances would you ever put these on, right?
No. Not at all.
And they're selling out. They can't keep them in stock.
No, they sold out because they created one pair and the designer's mom probably brought it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's the only way this would sell. Why would you ever buy this? Also, does anyone realize you could buy a pair of Levi's and just, I don't know, spill water on them? Yeah, or pee yourself? that to Abby and get the same effect?
Yeah, but then that goes away after, like, you know, a couple of hours.
You'll have to pee again.
When I was 21 years old, this might not have been a bad idea, had that kind of cash, because I know I'm going out and I'm getting so drunk I won't be able to feel anything anyway. There is a chance I'm going to pee myself. So why not put these things on, get a good laugh at it, and then I don't even have to wait, make my way to the bathroom. I can actually pee myself.
Let me introduce you to canola oil, which never comes out of clothes. Just go ahead and smear some of that on your jeans. There you go. DIY it. Why are you laughing?
Because that's the emery coming out of you. No, so much knowledge.
It's not the emery. It's the Cassie Cooks, and half my shirts are stained with canola oil, and I can't get it out.
All right, let's get Amy on here. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
All right, so how did it go? I mean, there was no way on Friday that your boyfriend's mom wanted any kind of relationship at all. Who knows what you did, but you did everything you could. We extended the olive branch, invited her to go antiquing. Good God Almighty, that is quite a sacrifice. She didn't take you up on that either. So what happened over the weekend?
So I didn't plan on it, but I actually ended up talking to my boyfriend about what I tried to do with his mom. And he actually ended up really annoyed at his mom. And then it turns out he called her and talked to his mom about it.
Oh, that's not good. Why'd he do that?
Well, no, I know. When he told me that, I was like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, now she's going to hate me. But she ended up texting me and apologized and asked if I still wanted to go antiquing with her.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. I mean, she hated you before that, so it's not like she's going to hate you more. So she actually said, let's go.
Yeah. And so Saturday we met for lunch, and then we went to a few antique stores, and we ended up having, like, a really great time.
Really?
So, who would have thought? Yeah. I mean, it's not perfect.
No.
But I do feel a lot better about it all, so thank you.
So maybe this is the double-edged sword when it comes to dating a mama's boy, that they're so protective. There's nobody good enough for my son. But then when the son reaches out and says, this is something I really want, they take it seriously because they want to make their little boy so happy. So maybe it worked out that way.
That's valid.
I mean,
you don't sound like you are happy about this working out.
No. I am. Like, no, it's so much better than before. And, like, I feel like, you know, I'm never going to be best friends with her, but at least, you know, I know that she listens to him and wants to, you know, wants to make a change in our relationship.
And he has your back, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very happy about that.
I hope you gave him some back, too.
Hey. Special favor day.
The Burt Show.